Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Everyone, and welcome to Soul Guided Living. I am Dr. Laurel Geis, and our guest today is my friend Jaden Sterling. And Jaden is an international award-winning best-selling author of the book The Alchemy of True Success. And he is also an intuitive business coach, helping people to discover their purpose and monetize their message. So Jaden, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Laurel. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am just thrilled that you're joining us today. And Jaden and I met several years ago at an author event that we were attending in Las Vegas. And as soon as we met, we just became instant friends. And it was just so fun to meet you and to connect with you over the years. And here we are today, being able to share your wisdom with our listeners today on Soul Guided Living. And I know we have a lot to share. So let me ask you about your book, first of all, The Alchemy of True Success. You know, this is such a transformational and soulful read. You know, what inspired you to write it?
Yeah, well, first I want to say it was really fun to meet you at that conference. And I think we had a real connection instantly because of our corporate background and also because of the fact that we really follow our soul guidance. And I feel like that's what we have in common. You know, we have that background of a very linear corporate way of thinking, and also we knew enough during our time in corporate America to follow our higher guidance and our soulful direction. And so I think that was pretty remarkable, and I see more and more of that happening too for people who are either in corporate America. You know, there's an awakening that's happening that's allowing people to go deeper into themselves and into what really does matter, which is exactly why I wrote the book. The book is a guide for people to define success on their own terms and also to discover how to best use their mind, body, and spirit along that journey.
And I completely resonate with what you're saying about, you know, meeting more and more people in business, whether it be in corporate or entrepreneurs, who are really, you know, looking for that ability to connect in with their soul and to follow that soul guidance and really start leading from the soul. And I know in the book, you know, you mentioned that you have a team of spiritual professionals that helped you. And can you explain to our listeners what you mean by that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I call my team, the team that comes through to me is a team of ascended masters, of mm-hmm. high vibration beings, you know, beings mm-hmm. of the light, who most people refer to as God or all that is part of that team. And they've communicated with me for years, decades, and for the longest time I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea when I would get an inspired thought, you know, where that came from. However, over the years I learned that it was from a group that you mentioned, you know, I call them my invisible team. And they make available to me information, and that's what I use to work with my clients, information for my clients as I consult with them in their particular business. So the team is a powerful group that is also available. Everyone has the ability to communicate with higher level beings that are unseen. And so it's nothing, you know, I'm not like I'm super special or unique in this ability. I've just developed it over the years so that I can easily hear the communication and then I take action with that.
So everyone can actually access this, you know, spiritual team that we have to help us as we're moving forward and, you know, really sharing our message and then trying to either monetize that message or, you know, in some way be successful in the way that we're sharing it.
You're absolutely right. You know, we weren't put here to be islands unto ourselves and just to communicate with one another, although that's a beautiful thing to communicate with each other. However, we are here with extreme assistance from the spiritual realm, and, you know, whether you call that angelic guidance or moral compass or soul's direction, you know, it really doesn't matter what you call it. What matters is that you call upon it and ask for assistance. And that's the first step that everyone can take, even starting right now, if they're needing assistance or guidance regarding anything in business, personally or professionally, to ask for assistance. And all they would have to say is, hey, universe, I need your help. You know, how do I deal with this situation, or how can I get further along in my business? And then it's a matter of listening.
You know, I love that, because that's really, you know, the core of soul-guided living, is allowing ourselves to, you know, listen, to tap into that soul guidance, that guidance from our soul and that guidance from our spiritual team that's supporting us, and then allowing ourselves to listen to that guidance and then align our life and then act on it. So, Jaden, we are so congruent in the way that we are approaching life. And you know, and the exciting part about it, I have to say, is really using these principles in business and the way that we are conducting our business. And that's one of the, you know, key topics that I've been delving into, is soul-guided leadership and working with individuals and organizations about leading from their soul. And I know that you are an intuitive business coach. So can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, what is an intuitive business coach?
So an intuitive business coach is someone who follows their intuition when they're working with businesses. And every business has what I call a soul. And what I do is I give business soul readings. The soul of a business is what is wanting people to, you know, to move in a certain direction or to create a product or service. Whenever an entity is created, a business entity, a soul is created, and that soul has tremendous information for the business owners and can guide the business owner as long as they're open to hearing what their business soul has to say.
I just love that, because I believe that too, that it's a, you know, it's a combination of the individual souls of the individuals in the organization plus the soul of the business itself, all really becoming aligned and then moving with that evolutionary impulse into, as you said, creating new products or going into new markets or, you know, different ways to expand, you know, using that guidance. Brilliant. I love that, Jaden. I love it. And
thank
I want
you.
To thank all of our listeners today, because our guest is best-selling international author and intuitive business coach, Jaden Sterling. And we're exploring the alchemy of true success. And after this short commercial break, we're going to discover what true success is and how you can have it in your own life. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
You're listening to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis, and today our guest is international best-selling author and intuitive business coach, Jaden Sterling. And we're talking about what true success is and how to have it in your own life. And Jaden, you know, I know that you are a very successful business leader and that you've built multi-million dollar business. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, what is the difference between taking inspired action versus taking action when you think you should?
Yeah, good question, Laurel. And there are probably many of our listeners wanting to know the difference between those two as well, because what I find is people who take action on a repetitive basis because they think they have to, you know, it's like they they make a false assumption that being busy is being productive. And I mean, think about it in your own life. If someone calls you and they say, how are you doing? You know, what's the first impulse response is,
I'm busy.
Busy. Yeah, busy.
I'm busy. I'm crazy busy.
I'm crazy busy. And, you know, and it's so true. It's like, and if we don't say that, we feel like we're, you know, we're inadequate or not good enough, or there's something more that we can be doing.
Yes.
And that's a shame. You know, that's a real trap that people get caught up in, because there is, being busy does not necessarily equate to being productive.
Right.
And so what I find is, you know, when we can spend some time and actually eliminate things from our schedule and get into a space of listening to our higher self or our moral compass or gut instincts or intuition, whatever you want to call that source of information, and then we learn to really follow the guidance that we receive, well, that's inspired action rather than just being busy.
I love that. And let me ask you this, because before the break, we were talking about the soul of the business. So the fact that, you know, we as individuals, we are souls, and that when we create a business, that business also has its own energetic imprint, that soul. So so can you talk a little bit about that inspired action? So, because there would be inspired action on the part of the individual, but it also sounds like there could be inspired action on the part of the business.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And the interesting thing about a business soul is it wants success as much as you do. And the neat thing about it is it has a higher perspective than you do. It can see far beyond where the business currently is. And coupled with your vision of the business, it can actually help you get there much more quickly. And I'll give you an example. In fact, I didn't know this was even possible. A few years ago, right before I was getting on a call with a client of mine, I was in meditation, and I always sit in meditation prior to a meeting with my clients to, you know, to get grounded and centered and to learn what that client needs to know to have the intuitive guidance. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't getting anything. I was like, this is so bizarre. So I went upstairs and I was talking to my wife about it. And I said, yeah, I'm just not, this is really odd. I usually always get something. And she said, well, why don't you tune into the soul of the business? Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, what a great idea. Because I was tuning into the client's higher self.
I had
never considered, right, that tuning into the soul of the business. So I did. I went back downstairs, my meditation room, and tuned in, called up the soul of his business, and his company is called Orange Frog Productions, and his logo is literally an orange frog. And the next thing I saw was this orange frog that popped right up, and it was so neat because it was so easy to work with. Like, this orange frog was giving me ideas and clues as to which direction to take the business in, which verticals to pursue, and which markets to consider for expansion, because we were working on the expansion plan for his company. And it was brilliant. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is so simple. You know, it's just a matter of tuning in to that, literally to the soul of the business, and it will communicate so that you have this intuitive guidance. So, and I don't like to say it, it's not really an agenda, but it's the way to make things easier for for you as a business owner, because you won't feel like you're unclear or uncertain when you tap into the soul of your business. It's, they bring total clarity to the situation.
You know, and it's interesting because I would think that using that approach, you know, in my experience, that when we do that, because in the work that I'm doing, it's very similar, and then working with the individuals and then working with the business, is that it allows you to really open up that doorway to incredible innovation. Because, you know, as I always share with people, it's not, you know, it's not like, you know, getting out of the box. There isn't even a box.
Exactly.
There is no box, you know. So do you find that when you're working with your clients that, you know, what kinds of experiences are they having as you're sharing really what I think is just, you know, the newest way to conduct business?
Yeah, so what my clients are experiencing is a resonancy. Like when I share with them what their soul of the business wants them to go or to do, they say, yeah, that feels right to me, because intuitively, chances are they've had an inkling of what I'm sharing with them already, because the business soul is trying to always get their attention anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right, it's trying to give them, right?
Yeah, and so I would imagine that what you're sharing with them would resonate deeply within them.
Totally. Yeah. It's for some people, it's absolute resonancy. For others, it's complete confirmation to what they already know, because they've already been receiving the guidance. Very seldom is it a total surprise.
There you go. And that just makes complete sense to me. And it, you know, that's interesting, and I like the perspective that the, you know, business soul has a higher view. That, you know, I always like to share the analogy with my clients that, you know, me as a soul, right, pretend that I'm in a big city and I'm standing on the sidewalk and I can see everything that's going on in front of me. I can see the cars and the people going by, and I can see the different shops, and that's one view of our reality. And when we tap into that, you know, the business soul or that larger soul, I always say, imagine you're standing on the top of a skyscraper, like on the top of the Empire State Building, and looking down. And your perspective is so much different, because when I'm on top of that building looking down now, I can see much farther, and I can see more things, and I can understand more interactions that can come into play. And as you were telling me about working with your clients in this way, that was the picture that was coming to me, was that. So connecting that street level view with that view from the top of the skyscraper.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And it truly is a connection. You know, it's because the business soul has the ability to see close up to what your vision is. And you're right, and further beyond to the space of infinity, you know, and beyond. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a powerful analogy.
So when you're doing your work, both for yourself, Jaden, and your business, and when you're working with others, do you set goals?
You know, it's a great question. I used to set financial goals. And when I was in my early 30s, my financial goal was to be a decamillionaire, because I thought it sounded cool. I thought, oh, if I could be worth $10 million, that would be a really cool thing. And I reached that goal. And within a 7-year period, I built a business, and it was valued at $12.5 million. And that was awesome. And then I was like, well, heck, what's next, you know? And so now what I do, now that I'm older and a bit wiser, I'm 47, and now I have the view of how many, rather than money, how many people can I impact? And that's my goal now. My goal is to impact 1 million people to discover their purpose and to live a millionaire lifestyle.
I love that goal.
Thank you.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting how that evolved as you evolved, right? It was now
completely.
You're giving back, right? And it's
that's
all
it.
Part of that, you know, that self-actualization and becoming everything that we can become. And then we start to look to how can we contribute to society, and that is an incredible goal. I know you're gonna do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm well on my way. And you know, and that's really how. And I wrote in my book, The Alchemy of True Success, how we define, or how I define true success is based on contribution rather than consumption. Mm-hmm. And at some point in everyone's life, I firmly believe this, that people wake up and they go, "Oh my God, there's got to be more to life than this. You know, than this job that I have, or in this always frenetic way of consumption, you know, looking to the next purchase, the next thing." And right. The reality is there's no fulfillment in that. There literally is no fulfillment. And what I've discovered, and I'm sure other people will too, if they start to really become conscious and awake and aware of what their actions are doing, that when they start to focus on contributing rather than consuming, they can step into this higher space of making a difference in the world. And that's the area that I love to play in these days, is with people who are like, "All right, I've been there, done that, you know, did the consumerism thing, and now I'm ready to have a fulfilling life. What can we do?"
That is just fantastic. I love that. And that's why I'm so happy that you're here with us today, because that just resonates so deeply with my heart. And, you know, what can we contribute and what can we give to others, and how can we help others? You know, how can we help and how can we serve? And I have a question for you, Jaden. What is a piece of advice you have ever received?
Best piece of advice I've ever received. Wow, that's hard to... I've received a lot of good advice over my 35 years in business. So I think the best piece of advice is I think it was a Steve Jobs quote, and I'm going to butcher this quote, and I apologize in advance. God bless him. But you know, the quote is something to the effect of, you know, be true to yourself. Everyone else is taken, and above all, follow your intuition.
Yes, yes.
That, yes. To me, is the best advice any of us could ever get, is, you know, don't try to be anyone else. Be who you are. You know, really tap into what you're about, what you're here to do, and be consistent with achieving that. That would be my best advice, too.
Oh, thank you. Well, Jaden, I want to thank you for being with us today on Soul Guided Living. And can you tell our listeners the best way to connect with you?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I have a gift actually for all your listeners. And if they go to truesuccessbook.com, that's true, T-R-U-E, successbook.com. There's $1,000 worth of free downloadable gifts for your listeners. All they have to do is go to Amazon.com, buy the book, The Alchemy of True Success, and they can buy the ebook version as well. Then they go back to truesuccessbook.com, they input their order number, and they get instant access to those it's over $1,000 of free downloadable gifts from 26 leaders, friends of mine who are leaders in the transformational field.
Wow. Well, thank you, Jaden, so much for offering that to our guests. And I'd love for you to come back on our show sometime and continue our conversation about our soul and our soul in business. So thank you.
I'd be honored to. Thank you, Laurel.
And I want to thank everyone for listening to Soul Guided Living. And connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free soul journaling guide and information on a free 10-day soul journaling class. And hey, like me on Facebook so every morning you receive inspiration to support your soul-guided life. And join me next week when our guest will be spiritual self-help author Betsy Otter Thompson. And we're going to be discussing her latest book, Love Human, and exploring how we can find comfort in the midst of discomfort. And I know this is going to be a powerful conversation that you won't want to miss. So join me next Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern, 12 noon Pacific. And remember to visit our Vivid Life radio archives and listen to past episodes to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geist. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeist.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geist is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeist.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.